Gil, it's wonderful to have you in Australia, though I gather it's for a very short time from England.
Yes, I'm only over here for about 2 weeks.
Now, River Cottage, where you are the chef, one of the chefs, could you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
River Cottage was set up by a food writer, Hugh Fernley Whittingstall. That was about 20 years ago. We are a cookery school based on a 65-acre organic farm in the southwest coast of England. We teach all manner of food-related courses, everything from butchery through to gardening, through to beekeeping.
And there is a restaurant there as well, is there?
Yes, there's the restaurant on the farm, and we are open on the weekends only. But then there's four or five canteens spread around the southwest where we offer food in a more typical environment. It follows the same ethos. It's very much about seasonal cookery, about where the ingredients have come from. It's about, a holistic and thrifty approach to food.
So can anyone drop into the restaurants?
Yep, they are regular restaurants. You come along, have something good, nutritious and interesting to eat and head off again. But if you were thinking about coming down to the farm itself, that's more ticketed. So you book in advance. You have to jump on a tractor and trailer to get down to the farm itself. But once you're down there, it's knives out and away you go.
You've got a great feel for the place then, if you're on the tractor.
Yeah, no, it's a great way to get down there. And all the guests that arrive find it quite good fun.
Now, you're located in a beautiful part of England. Could you describe the landscape that inspires you? And
yeah, it's an absolutely amazing spot. I'm down on the Devon-Dorset border. There's a whole range of different landscapes around me. So everything from swathes of ancient woodland through to arable cropland through to pastureland and coastal stretches, of course, also the famed Jurassic coastline.
Of course.
A site of national heritage. It's been an inspiring place, the range of ingredients, the quality of ingredients coming from all these food-producing landscapes have been integral to the food that we serve at the cottage, but also have informed the ideas that surrounded Gather, which is the book that I've been working on and was published last year.
Yes, well, that's what I was actually coming to, because, in fact, the book is a great name. It describes food you gather and the people, you know, gathering of friends and family to eat the beautiful food.
The title wasn't taken to mean a book about foraging, because I know foraging is very popular with a lot of chefs. This book is very much about spending time together, celebrating food, getting together as friends, as family, and enjoying everything that real food and...
Well, that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
And the recipes, they're very dependent on the seasons, aren't they?
They are, but only in the sense that that's how I cook. That's something that's kind of easy to forget, really, in this modern day and age, I think. Mm. We've slightly lost touch with the seasons. It's obviously very easy to get any ingredient whenever you want, whatever you want at any time. And I try at least to promote seasonal cookery, because I always think it's that much more exciting. It's always going to taste that much better.
Would you like to describe maybe one of the recipes or some of the recipes in the book that you have a real affection for?
Of course. Yeah, no, I certainly will. There's all sorts of different recipes in there. It doesn't stick to one type of style, really. But ultimately, all the food in there is very simple. There's one simple recipe in the book, which is just some very fresh spider crabs. Spider crabs prepared in exactly the same way as our native brown crabs, but the meat is much more delicate and I would say sweeter. The meat is just dressed with olive oil and lemon juice and served with fresh loganberries. They're a cross between blackberries and raspberries.
So you could use either?
we could use either. Or crab is served with a Logan Breeze and lemon zest and fresh fennel tops. It's just a very simple, it's not even a recipe.
It sounds delicious.
It's a composition of different ingredients, really. Mm. An assembly. Yeah. But then, of course, you've got slightly more wintry, richer, slower, lower cooked dishes. There's a wonderful shin of beef cooked with smoked dulse. Dulse is a seaweed that you can gather in abundance down on our coastline anyway, and I'm sure it's all over the place here. But if you take that seaweed and smoke it, cold smoke it over oak wood chips, it takes on an amazing flavour. And then you introduce that to the beef shin as it slowly cooks, and it takes it to new levels of deliciousness.
It certainly sounds different, and it's probably a little salty, is it?
It's got some salinity, but not as much as you.
Now, a question you're probably often asked is, are you thinking of setting up your own restaurant?
Never say never. it's actually been very interesting being in Melbourne. There's such an amazing array of new things popping up. Quite fantastic, actually. In fact, I just had a little tour of the restaurant scene today, and it's eye-opening and inspiring.
What restaurant are you in at the moment? It sounds as if you are in one.
No, I am in one.
Which one?
Atlas.
Atlas.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is that?
It's in Grattan Street.
Grattan Street in Carlton.
It's a very interesting restaurant. They cook everything over wood fire, and every 3 months they change their menu to a different cuisine from around the world.
So what is it at the moment?
I've just been told it's Korean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then next quarter it will be Mexican.
Right, so that's certainly a contrast. It'd be worth going there at least 4 times a year.
Exactly.
And now the TV show, I gather you're quite involved in that.
Yes, I have been over the years, yeah. They've slightly slowed down. They're not making the show as much anymore. Mm. But it's been a great experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed meeting all the different people that have been involved with the programme, whether they're experts on food or foraging or preserving or some other authority in the world of cooking. It's been really, really great.
And it sounds as if you ever do start a restaurant, you could almost call it Gather, couldn't you?
That's a good suggestion.
Gil, it's wonderful to talk to you, and have a great time for the rest of your time in Australia.